So. I think Scott will take care of it. He knows what to do, and I don't. So I'm going to let him. Oh, see? Ask and you shall receive. I like that. Oh, there's a trick to it. All right, let's try it again. Good morning, everyone. I am really excited to be here and to be back in Huntington Beach with y'all today. What a beautiful Sunday morning, and that rain, wasn't it just like, just what we needed. So, Fred, would you hand me that little blue velvet bag right there, please? Thank you. Show and tell. I brought with me this morning this little tiny, well, it's not so tiny, but this little ball. You'll get one. It's called a seed ball. And the seed ball has everything it needs to grow beautiful wildflowers. Could you tell when you were looking at it what it was? The potential that it had? Have you ever seen a milkweed seed? They're really little, they're dark, they're tiny, and they grow that beautiful plant that attracts butterflies. But you wouldn't know it looking at it, would you? But everything it needs is within it. Everything for it to flourish and grow into its divine potential is within it. Now, how do you think you and I are like that seed bomb and that milkweed seed and the acorn? How do you think we might be like that? I'll tell you, just in case. Everything we need to grow into our divine potential, to thrive, to flourish, to express fully, is already within us. Isn't that great news? Did you already know that? You know, it's not that we don't know it, right? We know it. We know it's true. We know that God is a presence within. We know that everything that we need is already within us, and that it's simply a matter of letting it go, right? Letting it flow. Nourishing it. Nourishing it. Nourishing it. And then when we forget, reminding ourselves and nourishing it again. And we do that oftentimes with affirmations, and I love the affirmation that we had this morning. I am always free to live my life to the fullest. There is no greater truth. I am always free to live my life to the fullest. So if the divinity of God is within us now, and all we need to do is remember it and let it express, what's the problem? Why do we have such struggles? Why do we have moments of doubt and fear and trepidation and concern? Because we forget. And then we come to places like this, and we remember, and we look into each other's eyes, and we remember, and the divinity in me sees the divinity in you, and the divinity in you sees the divinity in me, and we remember again, we get a glimpse of it again. So is it important, the company that we keep? Yes. That was just my parent in me talking to my kids. So the affirmation I'm using this morning is, I am a living expression of God. Shall we? I am a living expression of God. That feels good, doesn't it? So there is a spark within all of us that we can nurture. And we nurture the inspiration, which of course is God in man. Inspiration is God in man. I didn't make that up. I wish I had. That's direct from Ernest Holmes. So we nurture that. And to the degree that we let God inform us is the degree that we experience it, yes? And sometimes things happen, and we need to have those great big signs on them that say, beware. Have you guys ever seen those signs? And doesn't it cause you to go, whoop, beware, right? When there's doubt, when there's fear, when there's upset, when there's challenges. We need a great big sign that says beware, but we're going to change it. And we're going to say be aware. Be aware. Because when we can remember to be aware, we can, because everything we need is within us. We can pause and remember the truth. We can pause and remember that right here, the full expression of God is. Right here, I have everything within me to move me through this moment. Right now, in the midst of the pain or the sorrow or the suffering, I have everything I need. Everything. Everything. Just like the seed ball. So the talk today is actually the will to live. And when we talk about the will to live, we're not talking about survival. We're talking about letting God express through us. We're talking about allowing Spirit to have its way. You know that great affirmation that we say? I say we because I know we've said it before. There's a power for good in the universe and I am using it. And you guys, I might have said this here before. There's a power for good in the universe, and it is using me. It is using me. It is using me up one side and down the other. And so we want to know. Well, I want to know. And I suspect y'all want to know too. What is it to let God, to let that Spirit have its way with me? What is it to have my full purpose revealed? What is it to live my divine potential? What is that? Have you ever wondered that? Maybe some of us have. And have you ever asked? What is mine to do, God? Have you ever found yourself asking that? What is mine to do? And have you ever gotten a great big blank? Isn't that discouraging? But you know, when we get the blank, I really want to encourage us to stick with it and keep asking, what is mine to do? And keep asking. And allow that blank to be, because inevitably, Spirit will show up. Spirit will reveal itself. Spirit will whisper, and we will hear it. And actually, maybe, along with asking what is mine to do, we might ask, what is yours to do through me? Changes it just a little, doesn't it? Doesn't it change it just a little bit? What is yours to do through me? Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word, said Mary. And when we do that, do we kind of get off the hot seat of trying to make it happen and instead go into that place of allowing the divinity of God to have its way through us? There is a power for good in the universe, and I'm cooperating with it. There's a power for good in the universe, and I am using it because I'm knowing it's true. There's a power for good in the universe, and it is using me for good and greater good in the world. And to the degree that I can let go of my own ideas of what that's supposed to look like and feel like and just allow it to be and trust that everything that's needed is already there, just trust it, I believe we are set free. So it's an individual thing, our purpose, our fulfillment, our expression of life, right? I'm one of five kids in my family, and my parents raised us all constantly saying, you can be anything, you can do anything you want to do in life, you can be anything, you can do anything. And for years I just loved that, I loved that, and I loved that. And then I started getting really angry and really like, okay, great, but how do I do that? I really wanted the how. How do I do that? Great, Mom, thanks, Dad, but tell me how. And of course they couldn't tell me how, could they? But they instilled in me the awareness that I could be anything and do anything that I wanted to be. And this morning I was reading something and it just seemed so perfect, I wanted to bring it in to share with you. No single piece of your life puzzle can be truly understood until all the pieces have been lived. If it is hard for you to believe in yourself, perhaps it is because you have not seen the whole of your life. Many moments of your life are oddly shaped and don't match the picture of your life. You are like a child trying to understand the morning sunrise, explain the evening sunset, or the purpose of a rainbow. Your true purpose is to live your life, not to explain it. And that was just so perfect for me as I was contemplating that great inspiration that my parents gave me as a child, that I could be anything, do anything. And then as I matured, as I came into this teaching, as I came to understand that the Spirit of God is within me and that it is finding its way through the many portals of life to express itself, then I could relax and let go and let God. That is what we're doing, right? Relax, let go, let God. And it seems like it's such a constant challenge to let go and let God, isn't it? Do we all think that we know what the other person, well, no. We don't all think that all the time, but oftentimes we found ourselves thinking what might be right for someone else, true? Not only that, I myself have gone to maybe you and said, what should I do? Well, that's all right. I mean, we are here to help each other. And we are here to remind each other of the truth of our being. And it is why we have practitioners to remind us of the truth of ourselves. But really, all of us do that. All of us are that for each other. All of us do that. So I attributed life in this conversation that I'm having with myself about this idea of the will to live and allowing Spirit to have its way with me a little bit like a call and response song. So Spirit's calling and I'm responding. And Spirit's calling and I'm responding. And when Spirit calls on the phone, isn't it a good idea to pick up? But what happens if I don't pick up? So Spirit's calling and I don't answer. What happens? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing happens. It doesn't even go to voicemail so I can get a message later on. Okay, this has probably never happened for you guys, but it has for me. Spirit's calling. I see the caller ID and I decline answering. Yeah. That doesn't feel too good. But Spirit's calling, and I answer, and I engage. The only way to have an engagement is to answer the call. If we let it go to voicemail, it goes to voicemail. Sometimes we're having a great conversation with Spirit, and we're engaged, and we're fully doing it, and we have to pause and put Spirit on hold because we're going to go over here and do something else. You know, get upset, get mad, do whatever, get disappointed, get discouraged, find doubt. We put Spirit on hold. But isn't that the magic of the hold button? Because Spirit's still there. All we have to do is reconnect. All we have to do is reconnect. And there we are, back in the conversation with the divine. Remembering who and whose we are, allowing it to have its way with us. So in Living the Science of Mind, there's this beautiful quote from Ernest Holmes, the founder of religious science and science of mind teaching. What we need is a deep underlying faith or conviction about life that will remove inner conflict and frustration. So let's just anchor that in. What we need is a deep underlying faith or conviction about life that will remove inner conflict and frustration. True? Yes. And let the original divine pattern come to the surface, for we are all rooted in God, the living spirit. There would have to be perfection at the center of our being, or we would not be here. God is perfect. God and I are one. That perfection that God is within all life. It's within the seed ball. It's within the living plants. It's within each one of us. It's in all. It can't not be. So, don't make yourself wrong if you are no longer satisfied with what was. If you find yourself changing in life. If something that you've really liked and enjoyed is no longer fulfilling, don't make yourself wrong for that. Because it just means that we're part of the continuum of life, that we're evolving and growing and allowing ourselves to move through it. So the infinite possibility exists in all, and we are the portals through which it is expressed. We are that thing itself, knowing itself and revealing itself and loving itself. And as we embody the will to live, as we align with the highest idea life has, to live authentically, to live boldly, to live courageously, to just let life have its way with us, we are in alignment. So spirit is inspiring us. It's what it does. Spirit is guiding us. It's what it does. Are we willing to stop arguing with God about all the reasons that life isn't working for us and align with the truth of our being, that we're whole, we're perfect, we're complete, that the divinity of God is having its way magnificently as us? Are we willing to listen to the sweet murmur of the sound of God? Are we willing to accept, embody, embrace, and let that flow through us? Are you? I ask, with sincerity, looking for an answer. Are you willing to let go and let God? Are you willing to allow that divine purpose to have its way? Are you willing to let go and let God? Are you willing to know it's all God and it's all good? Are we willing? I'm willing. Are you willing? Yeah. Isn't that easy? I'm willing. I don't have to know it all. I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to prove anything. I'm willing. I'm willing to be informed. I'm willing to be guided. I'm willing to be loved. And I'm willing to love. I'm willing. So what I know for each of us is that that willingness lights our way. That willingness opens portals That willingness brings us closer to knowing the God of our own being, the Christ of our own being. And in this holy season of now, recognizing and knowing the Christ that is within all life. So let's anchor this in prayer, recognizing and knowing that there's one power, one source, one energy, one love, one truth, one cause, consciousness, one love, everywhere present in its entirety. This one continues to make itself known. It reveals itself. It expresses itself effortlessly. It simply knows the I am that I am, and it expresses it. And so I know that this mighty moving power that has known itself so well and loved itself so well, that it has expressed itself as the individualization of each one of us. I know that that divine activity of life upon itself that has shown up and brought us together was on purpose and with purpose to bring greater light and awareness into the world. I know that as each one of us has stepped into the agreement of being willing to let the Spirit of God light our path, willing to let love lead and guide and direct us, willing to allow that divine inspiration, the Spirit of God within, to fulfill itself by means of us, willing to say yes to the Holy Spirit and willing to say yes to life, this life that is God's life. I know that we are blessed and we are a blessing. I know that this moment in time is anchored into the hearts of each one as we simply breathe and allow God to have its way. And so in this season of light and love, I know that love is everywhere. It is all, and we are its divine expression. Letting go of needing to make it happen, letting go of any sense of discord, I simply allow. I am willing and grateful for this time, for this love, for this truth, for this awareness. I simply place this word into the law. I let go, and again, I let God. I let it be, and please join me in knowing this. And so it is. And amen. Thank you for your willingness. So I have another job here, and that is for the offering. So it's time for us to give.